serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
That he inhabits our praise. When you really want to give God something, open your mouth. Open your mouth. Amen. If you want to return, not only open your mouth, but when you're giving your offerings, as you see nobody come up to take offerings, but we do have the containers out in the front of the church for the Lord touch your heart. That's where you go to and plant seeds in there, your offerings, your donations into the buckets. So, but we honor God today. He's worthy of so much. God, he's worthy of so much. You know, all the week from the first of the week, I've been hearing something say new beginnings. Look at somebody and tell them it's your new beginning. It's your new beginning. New beginnings. New beginnings. I'm going to speak briefly. It's just been ringing. It's been a minute, but Monday I woke up hearing new beginnings. New beginnings. New beginnings. New beginnings. New beginnings. I'm going to start off in Joshua 1. New beginnings. Joshua 1, starting at verse 1, it says, "Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am given to them, to the sons of Israel." A new beginning. You know, there are so many areas of our lives when I think about new beginnings that we may need. Some may say a fresh start. You know, Tyrone Davis had a song for those who are not so young, and he said, "If I can turn back the hands, if I could just turn some things back." I don't know if you ever thought about it, looked at your life and say, man, if I were new now, what I knew then, if I can go back there, I can do things a certain way now. Yeah, so we all, whether it's our families, our loved ones, you know, there's some things may have been said. If I can just go back and just, I don't have to go back that far. Just take me far enough back so I can take those words back. Yeah, so we're turning back our families, our relationships. Relationship, where do we start? Some of us need to say, if I could turn back, if I need a new beginning in my finances, I need a new beginning. I need a fresh start in my finances. I need a fresh start, a new start in my direction. Where do I go from here? I don't know, some of us maybe have been making some mistakes, not getting it right up to this point. As today, you still haven't got things where they need to be. And the Lord is saying, I heard all this week, new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. Let's understand the Lord is saying new beginnings so we can see. Can we see God's promises? A new beginning. New beginnings. Where do you need that new beginning at? Where do you need that new beginning at? You know, I know you just received some words, Deacon MC, but when you get home, let your wife know this is her new beginning today. Starting today, she's going to see change. And you know it's not going to be nobody but God. Not only for her, receive that word today. This is my new beginning. This is my fresh start. I think about since I've known Christ, how many fresh starts I've got. So it's not limited to salvation. I know a lot of times we talk about a new beginning, coming into salvation. I receive the Lord as my Lord and Savior. So that's my new beginning. That's my new start. That's my fresh start. But throughout our salvation, we will find ourselves needing a fresh start, needing a new beginning, need God to touch something in our lives, need God to step somewhere in my finances, in my family, in my relationship. I've messed up so bad. I've done things so long. Lord, I need a fresh start. And a lot of times we don't want to admit that we need a fresh start. Oh, it's all right. How's things? Everything's good. Well, everything's good. Everything's everything. No, I need some help, Lord. I need some help. I love you. I'm serving you. I've been doing your word, but right now, God, I need some help. I need a fresh start. I need a new beginning. I've been working in this relationship and just don't seem like it's working out. Things are not going the way they should be going. Lord God, I need you. The Lord is saying, your new beginning is today. It's today. And the thing about it, when you get a new beginning, it don't sense to keep on looking back. You know, so many times what happened when the Lord gives us a new beginning, we keep looking back. The way things was, the way it used to be. You know, we look back so many times, we have our loved ones, different ones trying to change, and we'll tell them, you're not going to change. We want to speak that over them. Nothing, you ain't nothing different about you. Speak positive. Speak positive. Your change is coming your way. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the enemy act like you're still the same, but I know God is doing something in your life. I know God is at work. This look at somebody and tell them again, this is your new beginning. And I'm pretty sure if you look in your life, you'll find somewhere you need Lord working on. Even if maybe you'll need a new beginning on that heavy foot of yours that refused to obey the laws of the land. Maybe today the Lord will touch that foot and, you know, give you a little more self-discipline over there. Amen. Joshua 2, they praise up not most of my time, they be into it though, but the Lord is good. Joshua chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Through 14, yeah, I'm reading 14 verses. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1 says, then Joshua the son of Nun sent two men to spy as spies secretly to Shittim, saying, go view the land. Go view. We need to see what God has for us. So many times we can't see past our situation. We can't see past our circumstances. We can't see beyond what with our natural eyes. But the word let us know that we walk by faith, not by sight. So don't rely on what you see as your evidence. Matter of fact, your evidence is that which you don't see. Your evidence is your faith. Faith is a substance, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is. That's what I go by. I go by faith. I don't go by what it looks like. That's not what we go by. Because somebody going to say, well, I heard a new beginning today, and your eyes going to show you the same thing tomorrow that you had last week, which means nothing. It means nothing. God is in control. God is at work. Let me read on. Go view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab. We heard about a Rahab, a harlot, the lady of the night. Worked the corners of, no, she didn't work the corners. They had a house. She probably, if it was a day, they'd call it the red light district. She probably had a red light on her door. So Rahab, and they lodged there. They stayed there. Well, why wouldn't nothing about that? Because, you know, that was the norm. That was a norm for a harlot house. You can go there and you can just camp out. But I thought about it for a minute. I said, I wonder how they knew they was at the right house. So, but it amazes me how God works and how he moves in their lives. I just question myself sometimes as I read. They lodged there. Verse 2 says, it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land. Now, somebody already tell it. Ain't it something about nosy people? Nosy people be all up in your business. Now, here it is. They just got to Rahab. The two men got to Rahab. Now, they'd already ran to the king and told the king, somebody over to Rahab house. I mean, keep putting your business out there. But that's all disappointing, all of this. It was told the king of Jericho, behold, the men and sons of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land. Verse 3, and the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land. But a woman had taken the two men and hidden them, and she said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. It came about when it was time to shut the gate at dark that the men went out. I do not know where they went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them. Verse 6, but she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax, which she laid in order on the roof. So now she lied. Not only is she a prostitute, but now she lied. Or should I say harlot? That's a little... So now she's harlotry, now she also not telling the truth. So she hid him. Verse 7, so they pursued them on the road to Jordan to the forts. And as soon as those who were pursuing them had gone out, she shut the gate. They shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to them, men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. A prostitute, a harlot, a liar. Know something about God. I know the Lord has given the land and that the terror of you has fallen on us and that all inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water at the Red Sea. Anybody heard about the Lord? Have we heard about what God can do? The impossibilities he specializes in? Listen to what it says. When we heard it, our hearts melted, verse 11, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven and above and on earth beneath. This is a harlot talking. Now, therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also would deal kindly with my father's household and give me a pledge of truth and spare my father and my mother and my brothers and, oh, God, not just me. There's something in there we can learn today. Listen to what you said.
Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.